Some G8 leaders rode electric cars to their meetings today. Fitting, since the main topic being discussed at the summit is climate change. In fact, today, G8 leaders issued a joint statement on reducing greenhouse gases. Alden Meyer is the director of strategy and policy at the Union of Concerned Scientists, which has been pushing for a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. He is at the summit in L'Aquila, Italy. How aggressive, Mr. Meyer, is the approach that the leaders are taking?
Well, this was the meeting of industrialized countries, the eight major industrialized powers. It's sort of a good news, bad news story. On the good news side, for the first time, all eight of them acknowledged the need to stay below a certain temperature threshold increase and to limit the worst impacts of global warming. And this had been a split for a number of years between the four European Union members of the G8 and the other four countries, Japan, Russia, Canada, and the United States.
What is the temperature change?
The temperature limit they're trying to stay below is 2 degrees Celsius, and that is a roughly 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit for people in America. So we're about 2 degrees below current levels of global surface temperatures.
Is that aggressive enough in your view?
We would like to see it even lower, but the reality is that right now, based on past emissions over the last 100, 150 years, we've committed the planet to almost 1.5 degrees warming, even if we eliminated all emissions overnight.
Now, I understand that tomorrow there is going to be another statement issued by the G17. This is the G8 plus 9. What's the significance of this statement and who's going to be signing it?
Well, this is a process that was launched by President Obama back in April to try to bring countries representing about 80% of global emissions of heat-trapping gases together around a table and see if they could build some understanding and make some progress on some of the tough issues. There will be a reference to the need to hold temperature increases below the 2 degrees Celsius threshold that I talked about earlier, but there won't be agreement on a global reduction goal for 2050 of 50% or more below today's levels, and that's the missed opportunity.
China is such an important player in this, but as we heard earlier in the program, the president of China, Hu Jintao, has returned to the country in order to take care of the Uyghur problem that's in the western part of China. What's the significance of his exit?
The impact of that, and that's not just on the climate energy issues we've been talking about, it's on all the issues across the board, North Korea, Iran, food security, health, Africa. If President Hu Jintao had still been here in L'Aquila over the next 2 days, there could have been a possibility that he and President Obama and the other leaders might have tried to salvage more out of the conversation tomorrow on climate. But it's very difficult to imagine the negotiating dynamics changing much now that China is not represented by a head of state in the conversation. It sort of freezes the discussion where they were when President Hu Jintao left to return to Beijing.
Alden, before I let you go, a question about whether or not any of these statements, particularly the one released today, is going to hold any water, given that legislative bodies such as the U.S. Congress are the ones to implement these potential greenhouse gas reductions.
Well, clearly, you have to have implementation. You have to have follow-through on any political declaration the leaders make. Of course, the good news in the U.S. is that we do have a commitment coming out of the House to try to get reductions of 80% in U.S. emissions by 2050. The Europeans are moving forward on implementing their unilateral decision to reduce emissions 20% by 2020. It's a little bit of more of a mixed bag when you talk about the other three G8 members, Japan, Canada, and Russia. None of them are really putting targets and ambition levels on the table that we need.
Alden Meyer, Director of Strategy and Policy at the Union of Concerned Scientists. He's been speaking with us from the G8 summit in L'Aquila, Italy. Thank you very much.
Glad to be with you.